Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we observe Good Friday and the death of Jesus for our sins, I'm reminded of a sermon I once heard entitled, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." And it was preached from the perspective of the apostles. It was Friday, and nothing made sense. A week earlier, Jesus was given a royal welcome as he entered Jerusalem. Now, he hung dead on a cross. He who was prophesied to deliver his people now lay sealed in a tomb. He who raised people from the dead now seemed powerless to do the same for himself. It was Friday, but Sunday was coming. The Pharisees had won, the king was dead, the earth shook, the skies were black, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. It was Friday, but Sunday was coming. The disciples were afraid. Their world was turned upside down. What about the prophecies? What about the promises? What about the miracles? Were they all for naught? It was Friday, but Sunday was coming. And finally, Sunday did come. The darkness fled, the stone was rolled away, Jesus rose victorious over sin and death, and those who believed and repented were saved. It was no longer Friday. Sunday was here at last. For those of us in public policy, every day can seem like Friday. We watch God scorned and mocked in public meetings. We watch what he called sin celebrated in the name of tolerance, diversity, and inclusion. We watch the truth claims of the creator of the universe trampled underfoot by scientists who worship man's wisdom rather than the wisdom of an almighty, all-powerful God. We watch in despair as the church remains silent while the future of our nation is shaped and molded by secular humanist politicians, judges, university professors, and teachers. It may seem like Friday, but Sunday's coming. Just as the first Good Friday when the disciples denied Jesus and ran away and hid, the question today is, where's the church? As 2,000 Montana children are killed each year through abortion, where's the church? As the pornography that degrades women and destroys marriages is protected as free speech, where's the church? As children as young as infants are trafficked and sold right under our noses, where's the church? When the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual marriage by a one-vote margin, where was the church? As I said, sometimes it feels like Friday, but Sunday's coming. As we prepare to celebrate Easter, the church is finding its voice. This past year has given us time to reflect on who we are as a nation, who we are as individuals, and to reflect on who we are as servants of the Most High God. While we grieve for those victims of the fighting in Ukraine, Syria, and Israel, we also rejoice at the renewed focus on the value of family, on the value of community, and on the value of life itself. As we prepare to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, we're reminded once again that it may be Friday, but Sunday's coming. From all of us here at the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.